I'm Skeptical Druid, and welcome to the first episode of my vlog. As you might notice, my face is covered, and for a long time it probably will stay covered. At least you get to look at some nice scenery and stuff while you talk to me, but yeah, as some of you might know this term, I am still in the closet. There are a few people in my life that I'd prefer not to know about this quite yet, so, you know, most of the time, I will just show you guys really nice scenery. I'm going to start off my vlog by doing the 52-week YouTube Pagan Challenge, and the first thing I'm going to start off with is, number one on the list is, how did you find your path? How did you find your path will actually explain to you guys where the name Skeptical Druid comes from. I've barely even started this, and I've had a few people ask because they knew me as my other handle, my pagan handle that I was using, the Green Aspect. And so, to kind of explain that, it's the reason why you can't see my face is because I'm in the closet, well, in the broom closet, about my paganism. And that's because there are quite a few people in my life that I would not like to know that I'm pagan quite yet. One day I would like to be able to tell them, but I'm just not sure how. The reason why, like the main reason why my name is Skeptical Druid is because I come from a background of, like, I didn't have parents. Like, you always hear about that when you listen to some pagans. Oh, they grew up in a Catholic home, and they just fell away from the faith, and this and that. I grew up in a completely atheist home. My parents did not believe in anything. My dad kind of believed in God, but that was, like, for him. That was himself. That wasn't for anybody else. And, I grew up watching science fiction and learning in school, and I thought chemistry and all that stuff was freaking amazing. And it wasn't until I got a little bit older, into the younger teen years, that you know, you start enjoying like fantasy and things, and you start entertaining the idea that, oh, you know, wouldn't that be awesome if. And of course, I had a female friend who told me about this great store that's actually still around today. When I was like 14, 15 years old, the store was called Where Fairies Live. It still is called Where Fairies Live. It's changed hands a few times, owners and locations, but it's still the same great store that I first walked into when I was like a little teenager. And I just heard about witchcraft and Wicca, and like most teens here in Canada, we just, you know, became like, oh, what is this? What's going on? And that's where it all started for me. I caught the bug and started reading about it. And even though it interested me and I followed it and I read it, there was a lot of stuff behind it that spoke to me, especially Druidry. Like, that spoke to me, like, wholeheartedly. But there was a lot of other stuff I just could not get behind. I don't know if it was just the muggle part of my brain that was like, you can't believe in this, this is not true, whatever, but, you know, I don't know, I just couldn't get past it, and still to this day, I'm 31 years old now, and that little 15-year-old, and still that, like, disbelief and everything, that logical mind is still in there. So, you know, the one thing I can get behind is, like, what we're staring at right now, like, this is magic to me. This is awesome. This is what I worship. This is what I believe in, is this big giant ball of awesome that we live on. And that amazing hot piece of gas that's flying around above us, because without the sun, we wouldn't have all of this magic down here, this life. So when it comes to deity and gods and goddesses and other things like that, it's just, I don't know, maybe one day, maybe something will click, maybe it'll all understand. Like, I don't say it's not true or any of that. I just can't figure it out. That's just the logical part of me. That's where the skeptic part of my name has come from. So that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's how I came into my path, was just randomly heard from girls. Other teenage girls, because here in Canada, that's usually where it starts, is the the teenage girls, they start to get into Wicca and witchcraft and reading books, and then us boys that are around them either go, you guys are dumb, or you get a few like me that are like, what is this? You know what happened? Is my camera actually cut out. I forgot I have the stabilization shot on, so it actually overheats if you actually watch, let it record too long. So it looks like I'm limited to about 6-minute videos, especially when I'm wandering around out here in the wilderness. But yeah, just to finish up my video, thank you all for watching, and I hope to make some more interesting videos, and hope you'll all join me in my skeptical adventures of spirituality. Yeah, I'm hoping that, coming up here, Julie, who's from Australia, who runs the For Spirituality podcast, is actually going to have me on there. We're going to do a Skype session, just talk about druidry and stuff. So I'll put links in the show notes, and hopefully you guys will come all over and listen to me jibber jabber over there. All right, see y'all later.